Rick, you have Zach Werenski and Dante Fabra out of the lineup. How do you feel your defenseman led by Evan Provorov stepped up and answered that bit of a challenge?
The veterans, they did a great job. Provorov was great. Goody was great. Chivo, and I give the deal an awful lot of credit tonight because we're missing two of our top six. Jake did a wonderful job. Mula did a good job. So they all stepped up tonight. They really did. And the forwards did a better job helping them out and break out some of those battles. But that 60 decor, I was very, very happy with all of them. They did a great job for us tonight.
I know it's a tricky question maybe, but was there any doubt in your mind on the goal that was overturned with Reeves?
No. Once he goes in between the defenseman and the goalie, he's initiating that contact. If our guy was there first and pushing him in, that's a different contact. But when he tries to get between the D and the goalie, he's going to do that. So, and again, the video coaches, Aaron and Cam, have done a great job on that, and they didn't hesitate to call it up and say challenge it. So I'll go with whatever they tell me to do, we're going to do.
You mentioned the D corps as a whole, or just Provorov in particular. Like, he seemed to be everywhere.
He was. That's the best game I've seen him play since I've been here, right? And it is. And we needed him to do that tonight, and he stepped up and he did it. Very, very happy with him. All over the ice, with the puck, without the puck, battle hard, broke it out, flipped it out, did all the right things, made the right play at the right time, and he competed very, very hard.
A lot of superlatives, but the second line in particular, Monahan had a great night, especially at the faceoff dot. Jenner gets a goal, but passed by Ken Johnson. Just how encouraged were you by that performance?
Yeah, loved it. They played very solid, and happy for Boone to get that big goal. KJ again, that's back-to-back really good games for him. Monty, he's playing outstanding hockey for us. And like the faceoffs, the penalty kill, they've on the power play. Monty's been outstanding, but both his line mates tonight were very, very good. And I'm happy for KJ to get the assist on that goal. He made some good plays again tonight, and he won some battles on the board. So very happy with him. And Boone Jenner, man, you gotta love him. Every night it's the same effort, it's the same compete. You gotta love what he brings.
Tim,
Rick, I know you guys played well the first two games out of the break, but to get three in a row, to get those positive results, how important is that going into obviously tomorrow's trade deadline?
Well, it is, and we didn't let those, we knew in those games we played well enough to win, so we didn't dwell on the loss. We focused on we focused on how well we were playing, so we didn't let it upset us, didn't rattle us. We just kept pushing and kept playing, and you play the right way like that, you're going to win your share of games, and we did tonight. We did all the right things tonight, so, the Boston game, man, we talked right after the game. We play like that, we'll live and die with the result. You have to give yourself a chance to play to win the game, and we did both of those games.
This is your 16th game here behind the bench. As you look at the trade deadline tomorrow, even if nothing else comes in, how confident are you, the group that you have, that this is a group that can break through and get back into the playoffs?
I coach the players that are here, and I love the players that are here. I love them all. They're great.
Mark, did you have an update on Mason Marchman?
No. We'll know more in the morning. Lower body.
Edge. Does this feel like a playoff team to you?
Pardon me?
Does this feel like a playoff team?
They're all playoff games right now.
The team that you have.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you've coached a lot of playoff teams?
We just take care of it. We get ready for Utah. Just keep pushing.
You're not
going to
bite on that one.
No, not biting that one. It doesn't. That is all we worry about is the next game. Get ready, doing everything we can to give ourselves a chance to win the next game.
Did this third period, when the lead started slipping a little bit, did it feel different than New York?
Yeah, because, listen, we went after them hard early, and they weren't getting anything. Then they throw a puck at the net, it's a good tip, and all of a sudden the Stanley Cup champions say, well, we have a chance to win. So we were playing great right up until that point. But, the guys on the bench, they were calm, and they get a power play goal. We can't take when the momentum's coming out against us. You can't take penalties like that. But the guys were okay. Different.
Rick, do you have a sense about Zaire? I don't know how much you want to say, but do you think he may be able to play Saturday? Is he trending in that direction?
Who's that?
Werenski.
We'll know again more tomorrow. I mean, seriously, it's day to day, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow. You're that sick for 5 days, like that's a big ask. Well, again, that's why we're giving it day to day. We'll see where it goes. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, both.
Need your nickname chart.